The Wildlife Bridge is meant to save people and the animals that migrate this section of the Wasatch Mountains near Parley Summit on I-80. Sharon Cantwell is one of the founders of Save People, Save Wildlife Group. She talks about her experience on that very cold day in December when the ribbon-cutting ceremony occurred.
It really was the best day of my life. Standing on that bridge, which you covered that day when we had the opening, which was the soft opening and hard close of the bridge to humans. We stood there with UDOT. We walked across the bridge and back, and I was overwhelmed by the size of it. It actually, initially, we thought it was probably on the smaller side of what we would have preferred. But once you get on the bridge and you walk across it, you realize it's a much bigger situation than we ever could have dreamed of.
UDOT and the Division of Wildlife Resources did not expect the migration across the bridge to begin so quickly after it was installed. Save People, Save Wildlife co-founder Aaron Ferguson said multiple cameras will be installed and people and pets must stay off in order for the bridge to be successful. She said the animals will learn to use it to cross.
We'll monitor not only wildlife use, but if humans try to use it, UDOT and DWR will be alerted as so, and pending fines will result for people who, you know, we just ask that people be respectful, that it's a wildlife bridge exclusively, and give them the option to get that as part of their seasonal migration routine, right? Give them the opportunity to learn to use it. And so to your point earlier, the wildlife fencing that was put in place will guide the animals to that bridge. They'll walk the fencing until they get to the wildlife bridge and are able to cross.
Cantwell said a public education campaign is coming with videos, details, and ways for interested people to follow the progress of the animals using the bridge. Cameras will identify wildlife usage, but also identify people on the bridge, and said there will be fines imposed. There are lock gates and signage on both sides of the freeway. They've documented wildlife deaths due to collisions in the past 3 years. The first fencing project started in 2016, and the reduction in collisions dropped by half in the area that is now fenced.
We're already seeing a decrease of more than 50% in wildlife vehicle collisions just from having that stretch of wildlife fencing in place from Summit to Jeremy Ranch. I mean, it's reduced by half. That's amazing.
Their next effort to install fencing and cattle guards is for the Jeremy Ranch to Kimball Junction stretch of I-80. There's no official tracking of the number of collisions between Jeremy and Kimball Junction, but Cantwell said Save People, Save Wildlife is keeping a spreadsheet by a milepost marker.
One incident that really was very upsetting to all of us was the mountain lion that was killed right at the exit
for Kimball
going east.
They've raised over $13,000, but according to UDOT, the fencing on both sides of the highway and installing 8 cattle guards will cost $1 million. Cantwell said the animals wander onto the freeway from the on and off ramps. Comments on social media have made fun of the idea that animals can learn to funnel along a fence line and use a bridge. But statistics show it will happen. One area neighbor has posted repeatedly that she can see animals using the bridge regularly from her home. A moose was present near the bridge during the grand opening last month. Once the cameras are installed, the public at large will be able to follow the action. State Route 224, one of two corridors into Park City, has frequent roadkill of moose, deer, and elk. Ferguson thinks eventually all the high collision areas can be addressed.
Our interstate system has basically blocked off all the north-south flow for animals across the country. With this project in the past couple of years alone, hopefully we're setting precedents for future freeway, you know, interstate repairs and infrastructure repair. They will incorporate a certain percentage or a component of wildlife mitigation when they do the freeway work.
Visit the SavePeopleSaveWildlife.org website to learn more and to donate. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.